For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The city of Memphis is better known for musical prodigies than literary masters, but we do have a few famous authors. One of them is Richard Halliburton. In the 1920s and 30s, he became one of the world's best-known travel writers. The large Gothic bell tower on the Rhodes College campus is named in his honor, but is there more to his legend than we know? Joining us via Skype today is Catherine J. Prince, author of a new biography called American Daredevil, The Extraordinary Life of Richard Halliburton, the world's first celebrity travel writer. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Catherine, what about his books made him so popular in the 1920s?
Well, I think in the 1920s, people weren't traveling. And here you had this young man who was globetrotting at a time when travel was still relatively difficult. His style of writing today would be considered somewhat ornate. And certainly he made no bones about saying he liked to throw splashes of red paint over his writings.
His exploits and travels seem to involve a lot of mountain climbing and swimming and, you know, dangerous mountains and ocean currents. How much of this daredevil persona was to help him sell his stories?
There's no doubt he manufactured these feats that he did, you know, swimming the Hell's Point, climbing Mount Fuji in the winter, the Matterhorn. But at the same time, he really did want to test himself.
And there is that point in the book where he swims the Hellespont, which is a feat in itself, but then he goes a little bit too far with it.
Yes, he does. He does fake his own death.
And that also had an effect on his reputation.
Oh, certainly. He had to live that down for quite some time because everything he wrote about that he said he did, he did. But because of that, there were doubters, and that gave ammunition to his critics.
Catherine Prince, your new biography on Richard Halliburton is really one of the first to address his sexuality. And as a gay man fashioning himself as this kind of very manly and macho explorer, he was leading quite the double life.
I thought of him as somewhat of a tortured man. Because it is in the 20s and 30s, he has to keep this secret. Here he is trying to be this adventurer, you know, virile role model, doing all these incredible stunts, but had the public known that he was gay at the time, it would have been ruinous for his career. And additionally, because he was so paranoid about being discovered, he peppered his stories with love interests or, you know, flirtations just to keep that facade.
Richard Halliburton died in a shipwreck in 1939. He had a Chinese junk built for this last romantic adventure he was going to go on. Tell us what happened there.
So he decides that he's going to build this Chinese junk, and he really seems to make it out of sort of his boyhood fantasy of how it should look. And so as a result, this boat is not seaworthy, and as we know, it doesn't make it across the Pacific, and he goes down somewhere in the vicinity of Midway Island.
Catherine Prince is the author of American Daredevil, The Extraordinary Life of Richard Halliburton, the world's first celebrity travel writer. She'll be signing copies of her book 2 p.m. Saturday at the Booksellers of Laurelwood. Catherine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.